بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لم يتكلم في المهد إلا ثلاثة عيسى بن مريم وصاحب جريج وكان جريج رجلا عابدا فاتخذ صومعة فكان فيها إلى آخر الحديث. In this hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that there were only three infants who were in the cradle. Mahd means cradle. Who spoke. Generally, a small child, 1 or 2 years old, does not speak. It maybe mumbles a few words. And especially a little baby in the cradle doesn't speak at all. But these were miracles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed. And that these little babies who were in the cradle, who spoke to the people. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in this particular hadith, thalatha. There are other infants who spoke, like in Musnad of Ahmad, the incident of Ashabul Ukhdud has been mentioned, where a mother was carrying her child, and the believers had to plunge into a fire, which was kindled by the enemy, who were killing the Muslims and the believers. And when this mother came at the brink of this trench, she was afraid. فَتَوَقَّفَتْ, she hesitated. The child then spoke, يَا أُمَّهْ إِصْبِرِي, O mother, have sabr and plunge yourself into this fire. So ulama explained that even though other little children spoke, although it was not the age and time for them to speak, in this hadith Rasulullah mentioned only three because of the word fil mahdi, that these three who were still in a cradle, the others were not in the cradle stage. They had passed that stage, and although they were still too young to have spoken, but they also spoke. But in this particular hadith, the ulama and the shurra write that fil mahdi, in a cot, in the baby's cot, these were the only three who spoke. Isa ibn Maryam, Isa alayhi salatu salam, Rasulullah did not explain his incident because this is mentioned in the Quran in Surah Maryam in other verses. قَالُوا كَيْفَ نُكَلِّمُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَهْدِ صَبِيًّا قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. In the month of Ramadan, we did the tafsir of Surah Maryam. We explained this entire incident in detail. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam told the people that I'm the servant of Allah. In other words, he had no father. His mother had given birth to him without any person touching her, without any male touching her. This was a miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ, I'm the servant of Allah. Then Rasulullah ﷺ explained now in detail the story of Juraij, and then there is another third infant who spoke. Who was Juraij? رَجُلًا عَابِدًا. He was a worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَاتَّخَذَ صُومَعَةً فَكَانَ فِيهَا. He had made a chamber in which he would make his ibadah, a high room, and he would be in that room and he would make the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَتَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهُ يُصَلِّ. One day his elderly mother comes there to him whilst he was in prayer. فَقَالَتْ يَا جُرَيْج, she calls out to him, O جُرَيْج. فَقَالَ يَا رَبِّ أُمِّي وَصَلَاتِي. Now whilst he is in his salah, in his prayer, he thought to himself, O Allah, my mother is calling me and I am in salah, in ibadah, in your devotion. He was not sure whether he should respond to his elderly mother's call or continue and proceed with his salah. فَأَقْبَلَ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِ. So he felt, no, let me continue my salah. He proceeded with his salah. He did not listen to his mother. فَانْصَرَفَتْ, she waited for a little while and then she proceeded. She went away. فَلَمَّا كَانَ مِنَ الْغَدْ أَتَتْهُ وَهُ يُصَلِّي. The next day, the same thing happened. The mother comes to him whilst he was performing salah. فَقَالَتْ يَا جُرَيْج, she calls it to him, O جُرَيْج. فَقَالَ إِي رَبِّي أُمِّي وَصَلَاتِي. Again the thought. He's not sure. He's in a dilemma. Must I see to my mother, answer her, respond to her call, or proceed with my salah? فَأَقْبَلَ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِ. He continued his prayer. فَلَمَّا كَانَ مِنَ الْغَدْ, the third day, أَتَتْهُ وَهُ يُصَلِّي. Again the same thing happened. فَقَالَتْ يَا جُرَيْج, she called it to him, O جُرَيْج. فَقَالَ أَيْ رَبِّ أُمِّي وَصَلَاتِي. The same thing, wallah, must I see to my mother, or proceed with my salah? فَأَقْبَلَ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِ. He proceeded with his prayer. At that juncture, the mother became very upset with him. فَقَالَتْ اللَّهُمَّ لَا تُمِتْهُ حَتَّى يَنْظُرَ إِلَىٰ وُجُوهِ الْمُومِسَاتِ. She makes a curse, a bad-dua, and she says, O Allah, do not give him death until he sees the faces of prostitutes, of loose women, immoral women. Ulama explained that a parent should make a good dua for his child, because this dua is maqbool عند Allah. And this is a dua she made because she was upset, she expected him to turn to him. And then ulama explained, if a person is involved in nafil ibadah, in nafil salah, then he should see it and respond to his elderly mother. Of course, if it is fard, and it is, if the situation does not warrant him to break his salah, then he should continue. But if it was nafil, he should have seen to his mother and seen to her needs. She required him, she was elderly. He should not then proceed with his ibadah. So in this case, the mother then makes a curse. Allahumma la tumitu Allah, don't give him death until he sees the faces of loose women, immoral women. فَتَذَاكَرَ بَنُوا إِسْرَائِيلِ جُرَيْجًا وَعِبَادَتَهُ. The Banu Israel, they were discussing about the ibadah of Jurayj and how great a worshipper he is. وَكَانَتِ الْمَرْأَةُ وَكَانَتْ إِمْرَأَةٌ بَغِيٌ يُتَمَثَّلُ بِحُسْنِهَا. There was one particular very loose woman, a prostitute, who was known for her beauty, her husn and her beauty. فَقَالَتْ إِنْ شِئْتُمْ لَأَفْتِنَنَّهُ. If you wish, I can seduce him. I can lure him. فَتَعَرَّضَتْ لَهُ. She presented herself to him. فَلَمْ يَلْتَفِتْ إِلَيْهَا. Jurayj was an ascetic. He was a person who was worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had a very close connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He did not become seduced with her. He did not turn towards her. فَأَتَتْ رَاعِيًا كَانَ يَأْوِي لَا سُوْمَعَتِهِ. So then she goes to a shepherd who used to take refuge in this ibadat place, in this chamber of Jurayj. So she goes to this shepherd. فَأَمْكَنَتْهُ مِنْ نَفْسِهَا فَوَقَى عَلَيْهَا فَحَمَلَتْ. She allows him, she gives him control over her body. He has intercourse with her. She falls pregnant. فَلَمَّا وَلَدَتْ. After some time when she gave birth, قَالَتْ هُوَ مِنْ جُرَيْجِ. Now she brought this child and she said, this child is Jurayj's child and he committed zina with me. So this is a false accusation. فَاسْتَنْزَلُوهُ وَهَدَمُوا سَوْمَعَتَهُ. The people, without checking the veracity of her statement and checking whether she was speaking the truth or not, immediately they brought him down from his chamber and they destroyed his whole chamber. وَجَعَلُوا يَضْرِبُونَهُ. They began to strike him and beat him up without asking and checking whether she was speaking the truth or not. فَقَالَ مَا شَأْنُكُمْ. Now Jurayj is shouting to them, what's the matter with you? Why are you doing this to me? قَالُوا زَنَيْتَ بِهَذِهِ الْبَغِي فَوَلَدَتْ مِنْكَ. Now they say, it is because you committed zina with this woman, and this woman has given birth to your child. قَالَ أَيْنَ الصَّبِي. Immediately Jurayj says, where is this child? فَجَاءُوا بِهِ. They bring the child. Now, ulama again say, that look at the yaqeen Jurayj has. No person who is under this situation and predicament, that somebody accuses you of zina, what will you do? You will take an oath in Allah, you will look for some witness, or somebody big, somebody senior, or somebody perhaps who can explain to them. He asks for a child, and he knows very well this child cannot speak. But he has yaqeen in Allah that Allah will make this child speak. And when they bring this child, what does he do? دَعُونِ حَتَّى أُصَلِّ. He says, leave me, let me read some prayer. Let me read my salah. Again, when a person is in some difficulty, Rasulullah s.a.w. used to hasten towards salah. In any matter, the very first thing a person should do, whatever the difficulty, calamity is, first go towards salah and beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَصَلَّى. He performs his salah. فَلَمَّا انصَرَفَ. After terminating his salah, أَتَى الصَّبِيَّ. He goes to the child. فَطَعَنَ فِي بَطَنِهِ. And he pokes the child with his finger in the stomach. وَقَالَ يَا غُلَامُ مَنْ أَبُوكَ. He says, oh my child, who is your father? قَالَ فُلَانٌ الرَّاعِ. He says, that certain shepherd, he is my father. فَأَقْبَلُوا عَلَى جُرَيْجٍ يُقَبِّلُونَهُ وَيَتَمَسَّحُونَ بِهِ. And now the people began to go to Jurayj, they began to kiss him, and they began to pass their hands over him. وَقَالُوا نَبْنِي لَكَ سُوْمَعَتَكَ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ. They say, now we build for you a chamber made of pure gold. قَالَ لَا. Jurayj was a simple person. He says, don't do that. أَعِيدُوهَا مِنْ طِينٍ كَمَا كَانَتْ. Just make it back how it was, out of clay and sand, make that chamber as it was. I do not need a golden chamber. فَفَعَلُوا. They do so. So this was the second person, Jurayj. Sahibu Jurayj, the infant of Jurayj, where Allah Ta'ala made him speak while he was still in a cradle. The third one, وَبَيْنَا صَبِيٌّ يَرْضَعُ مِنْ أُمِّهِ فَمَرْ رَجُلٌ رَاكِبٌ عَلَى دَابَةٍ فَارِهَةٍ وَشَارَةٍ حَسَنَةٍ. There was a little child that was suckling from its mother. it was drinking milk from the mother's breast, still in the cradle state. And a man goes past, a rider, on a very precious horse and very elegant clothing. So very good in appearance. فَقَالَتْ أُمُّهُ The mother sees this, and obviously she's happy for her child to be like this man. He's got such luxury, he's got comfort of this world, he's got a nice horse, he's got nice clothing. You and I will see somebody in a very well condition, a good condition, affluent condition. We make the same dua for our children. Allah, make my son like that. So she made dua. فَقَالَتْ أُمُّهُ اللَّهُمَّ جَعَلْ إِبْنِي مِثْلَ هَذَا Allah, make my son like this person. فَتَرَكَ الثَّدْيَ وَأَقْبَلَ إِلَيْهِ فَنَظَرَ إِلَيْهِ The child left the breast of the mother, looked towards this man, and then said, Allah, فقال اللهم لا تجعلني مثله. Oh Allah, do not make me like him. ثم أقبل على ثديه. He continued drinking the milk for the mother. فجعل يرتضع. And he began to suckle. فكأني أنظر إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو يحكي إرتضاعه بإصبعه السبابة في فيه. Sahabi says, I can picture and imagine Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, how he showed us that the child was suckling for the mother. Rasulullah placed his finger in his own mouth and began to do this to show that this child was still a little baby, an infant in the cradle, and Allah made it speak. فَجَعَلَ يَمُصُّهَا The child began to drink. Or Rasulullah began to suck his finger, showing how the child suckled the mother. قَالَ وَمَرُّوا بِجَارِيَةٍ وَهُمْ يَضْرِبُونَهَا Suddenly they see some group of people going past, and they were striking and beating a slave girl. وَيَقُولُونَ زَنَيْتِ سَرَقْتِ You made zina and you stole. So they were beating this woman, and they were accusing her of making zina, committing zina, and have stolen. وَهِيَ تَقُولُ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ And what this woman was saying, the slave girl, Allah is sufficient for me. Allah is the best of guardians and protectors. She was an innocent woman, and they were accusing her. فَقَالَتْ أُمُّهُ So then the mother sees this incident. اللَّهُمَّ لَا تَجَعَلْنِي إِبْنِي مِثْلَهَا She says, Oh Allah, don't make my son like this, thinking that this girl has committed zina and she has stolen. So the mother says, don't make my child like this. فَتَرَكَ الرَّضَاعَ وَنَظَرَ إِلَيْهَا The child again leaves the mother's breast and drinking milk and looks towards this woman. فَقَالَ اللَّهُمَّ جَعَلْنِي مِثْلَهَا Oh Allah, make me like this woman. فَهُنَالِكَ تَرَاجَعَ الْحَدِيثِ Now the mother and child began to converse. The mother began to speak to her child, and the child began to answer. فَقَالَتْ مَنْ رَجُلٌ حَسَنُ الْهَيْئَةِ فَقُلْتُ اللَّهُمَّ جَعَلْنِي إِبْنِي مِثْلَهَا فَقُلْتَ اللَّهُمَّ لَا تَجَعَلْنِي مِثْلَهَا So she says that this man who went past, good in appearance, I made dua, you must become like him. And you said, oh Allah, don't make me like him. وَمَرُوا بِهَذِهِ الْأَمَى وَهُمْ يَضْرِبُونَهَا وَيَقُولُونَ زَنَيْتِ سَرَقْتِ فَقُلْتُ اللَّهُمَّ لَا تَجْعَلْنِي إِبْنِي مِثْلَهَا فَقُلْتَ اللَّهُمَّ جَعَلْنِي مِثْلَهَا And this woman who committed zina and she stole, people are beating her, hitting her, and I said, Wallah, don't make her you like her. And you said, Wallah, make me like her. قَالَ إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ الرَّجُلْ كَانَ جَبَّارًا That man in good appearance, a nice precious horse, he was a tyrant ruler, an evil person. Therefore, فَقُلْتُ I said, اللَّهُمَّ لَا تَجْعَلْنِي مِثْلَهَا Wallah, don't make me like him. وَإِنَّ هَذِهِ يَقُولُونَ And regarding this woman, they are saying, زَنَيْتِي وَلَمْ تَزْنِي وَسَرَقْتِ وَلَمْ تَزْنِي وَسَرَقْتِ She did not. They said, يَقُولُ زَنَيْتِي وَلَمْ تَزْنِي That you committed zina, وَلَمْ تَزْنِي But she did not make zina. وَسَرَقْتِ وَلَمْ تَسْرِقْ And they said, you stole, but she did not steal. فَقُلْتُ اللَّهُمَّ جَعَلْنِي مِثْلَهَا And therefore I said, oh Allah, make me like her. This appears in Bukhari and Muslim. May Allah subhanahu give us the understanding of these ahadith. Remember, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought this in the chapter of the virtue. Babu fadli da'afatil masakeen wal fuqara wal khamirin, those who are weak, the downtrodden people. So outwardly it seemed like the slave girl is a weak person, a downtrodden person. But in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she has a very close bond and connection. Juraij, he had a very close bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Perhaps he was an abid, and people didn't treat him to be very prominent in society. He wasn't a very professional person. But in the eyes of Allah, he was somebody very, very great and virtuous. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability not to look down and with haqara upon and insignificant to those who are weak and downtrodden. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us understand the virtue of such people. And we have seen this in this hadith, these three people who spoke in an infant state, this was also a miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers, we have this very beautiful Jamaat from Makkah Mukarrama. They will be with us today, inshallah, until tomorrow morning. Brothers who are free during the day, please should come and join this Jamaat and take them for mulaqats. Various people you can meet, professional people, businessmen, whichever places. Youngsters are all free on holiday. We can try and join this Jamaat, inshallah.